Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And those sermons cover a lot of information, but they don't get down to every detail, so these podcasts are digging in a little bit deeper. And today we're in the final verse of chapter 2, that's verse 18. Chapter 2, verse 18 of Hebrews, and it reads thus. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Here we see suffering and temptation linked. And of course, we can relate to that, that when we're tempted and we resist, then we suffer. Because we don't suffer when we give in. Well, we perhaps suffer in a different way, but there is suffering involved in temptation. Or another way of putting it could be testing. He suffered when he was tested. The implication, of course, this is a pastoral letter, is that the people that he's writing to are suffering at that moment, that something's going on at the moment with the church and they need Jesus's help, but they're not turning to him for help. They're very tempted to go back to the old way of life, living as Jewish Christians under the law or with elements of the law, at least certainly compromising their dependence upon Jesus Christ. And the very power and the very strength that they need is to be found in holding on to what they have in their Christian faith and not going back and not drifting away, which is where we began Hebrews chapter 2. So that's where they are. And they're looking, he's saying, no, look at Jesus's temptation, that his temptations were stronger than yours. And indeed, they are stronger than ours, aren't they? In the sense that, well, we often give in before temptation has run its fullest possible course. But Jesus never gave in. So he must have experienced the strongest and the longest of temptation's effects. And that's one of the reasons why we can believe that Jesus understands us and will help us. He wants to help us. It says in verse 18, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Not only is he able, but he is willing. And we know that because otherwise, why would he have come to this earth and suffered in this way and won through even to the cross? As F.F. Bruce says about this in his commentary on Hebrews, he endured keen trials and temptations himself, not only the trials incidental to our human lot, but those subtle temptations which attended his messianic calling. I love the older style of English here. Time and again, the temptation came to him from many directions to choose some less costly way of fulfilling that calling than the way of suffering and death. But he resisted it to the end and set his face steadfastly to accomplish the purpose for which he had come into the world. He had several different kinds of suffering, didn't he, and testing or temptation. He had testing and temptation from the devil directly, and even from his own friends, even from Peter, who urged him to not go to the cross, not go the way of the cross. And we have temptations and testing from different directions in our lives, from different angles, sometimes from well-meaning friends and family, sometimes more directly. Our own sinful nature rears its ugly head, and we know those temptations are so strong that it feels impossible to resist. But we have someone who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, and yet was without sin, who is able and willing to help us in our temptation. What a source of strength it is to be assured that there today, in the presence of God, Jesus is there. He is my champion. He is my intercessor, one who has known what I'm going through and even more so. And he has won a victory that he wants to share with me. And he wants today to share with you in your temptations and in your testings and in your sufferings. Well, on that encouraging note, we'll finish chapter 2. And next time we'll move on to chapter 3. If in the meantime you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. You can email me on malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. You can, if you don't mind, pop over to iTunes if you can, please. Look for MCCX in podcasts and give us a review and some stars if you don't mind. Until the next time then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.